This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Which can't escape the fact that it is indeed the Thanksgiving holiday week, and as much as we inform the hosts and the cooks of the do's and don'ts of the upcoming holiday, I think we should do a little bit more to inform their incoming guests.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Well, I guess polite people aren't me, because polite people probably don't sneak glances at Cousin Jimmy's busty wife's bust. Polite people probably don't stand too close to the hostess as she's bending over, taking her hot rolls out of the oven. Polite people probably don't ask if they can show you how you make your extra special gravy. And polite people probably don't ask your college-aged daughter where she would like to put the wishbone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you, VD. You guys ever had that guy at Thanksgiving?
Oh.
I don't know who it would be. Like, there's, you know, everybody's got an uncle or it's always the uncle. It's never your dad. It's the uncle.
But he's probably somebody's uncle.
So when he goes there, to say inappropriate things.
Say inappropriate things.
Unfortunately, it was my dad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So these are
every year he something just like, oh wait,
right? Can we not?
Yeah.
Does that have to be said now? Thank you. These are 10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving, and they actually gave them all names. And number 10, the Kitchen Commando. Says you should offer your help to your host to clean up the mess, but if they decline your offer, believe them. Respect the host's wishes. If they say they don't need help, don't insist. Also, I'll put this rule out there. If you're not helping in the kitchen, stay the hell out of it.
Yeah. Stay out of the kitchen. Yep.
I'll also say this. There's enough dishes that need to be done. You know, some people like to bring out their nice stuff, and that's fine. But if you go to someone's house and they have just like coronet or whatever, just make it easy for them. Throw it away.
Yeah.
So like no one needs like, you know, the fine china or anything.
We always did that.
It's all just about the food for me.
I agree with you. But, you know, the hosts, especially the actual hosts, they're dealing with making Thanksgiving happen.
Right.
Say your hellos, get the hell out of the kitchen, grab a drink, watch football, and socialize with the other members of the family.
Who wants a shot?
Get out of the kitchen. That's right. Yep. You know what? Be the shot commander. You're damn right.
The shot commander.
Take over something else.
That's right. That is exactly right. Look out for...
No, I mean, you're right. Just like, yeah, listen, man, I want to have a drink with you, but like, just stay out of the kitchen for right now.
Right. I am trying to time this damn thing out, and everything is on a... thin needle on where I can do this.
Right.
Like, yeah, I have no wiggle room.
Don't bring a dish that you show up and go, I need your crock pot.
Yeah, no.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just bring a bottle of Fireball. For whatever reason, Thanksgiving and Fireball, my mind go hand in hand.
Well,
it's just Fireball. We're not going to be messed up. Come on, it's Fireball.
Look out for the overplater.
It says, look at the dish and the number of people who will be sharing it. Avoid an overloaded place. Pace yourself. The same goes for your alcohol consumption. There's a lot of food on the plate. You can go back for seconds. Make sure everybody gets some.
But here's my thing about the alcohol consumption. I'm going to eat enough food to absorb a lot of this alcohol.
Correct.
That's my working theory. It's never actually proven to be true. But right. That's my working theory.
I will also say that if you're going to visit somebody's place and you intend to get messed up, bring your own bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, good call.
Don't just trash somebody's reserve of beer, alcohol, whatever, wine.
But they always give you a look like when you're sitting there with the bottle of Jack Daniels on your lap.
No, I brought this for me.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing, right. You know.
Well, then, in that case, bring them too.
Well, you guys have seen my little old school Playmate cooler.
Yeah.
I just show up with that thing full... packed to the brim with light beers.
There you go.
Mine also has no one to leave. What time is it? Is it a 7:15 kickoff? Who's playing? All right, cool. No. I'm not watching that.
Right.
I'm not watching the late game.
And
no,
you know,
you're not? No, because you're going home.
Yet again, pay attention to the host. After dinner, if their eyes are getting a little bit droopy, get the hell out. You're done. They want to go to bed.
Yeah,
I know it's 6 o'clock at night. They want to go to bed. Get the hell out of there.
Also, they've been working on that dinner for a day and a half, two days.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's not like it just happened.
10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Look out for the one who makes it awkward. While lively discussions are part of the gathering, steer clear of sensitive topics like politics, religion, money, health, or difficult relationships. If it's not something happy, don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Yeah, Steve said something that now I need to retaliate and educate him on what the truth is. No, you don't. Let him say it. Let him be the douchebag. Let it go.
And if I said it, you're wrong.
That's right.
I was at the hometown bar last night. Saw your ex making out with one of your buddies. Why would you bring that up?
Because I was the buddy.
She still looks good, dude.
God.
You weren't kidding about her tongue.
Come on, give me an Eskimo kiss. Eskimo.
Come here, baby.
Does your current wife do what your ex does?
Oh, damn. She knows how to drive, you know what I mean?
Go ahead, take a whiff. I still smell like vanilla.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Told me she was the pole assassin.
Oh, damn. It's hard to get all this glitter off.
Oh, no. Oh, jeez. Look out for the food police. Don't comment on how much or little someone is eating. It is none of your business. Not today.
You already know. Just don't open your mouth.
You got enough there?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
Right. Good thing you're on a 22-pound bird, you know.
So I guess you're off your diet.
The way we can all eat.
There's like the stretchy jeans.
I can guess your New Year's resolution.
Get that plunger handy.
Don't worry, man. There's enough.
Jesus.
It's not going anywhere. God.
I brought a poop knife.
Can I bring anything for Thanksgiving? A poop knife, please.
God, that's a good thing, dude. Grab a plunger. If you're hosting, grab a doggone plunger and put it in every bathroom that you've got.
It's just a pain stir.
I really got one brewing. Can I use your upstairs bathroom?
Yeah, I know. That's right.
Like, ooh. Let me lay it down where you lay down.
No. Oh, damn it. They call this one the fubber. Avoid fubbing, the phone snubbing. By giving your undivided attention to the company present, your phone can wait. The moments that you share might not. Phones should be switched to silent and kept away from the table. I do kind of agree with that one.
All they're going to do is someone texting you or calling you to say happy Thanksgiving.
Now look, man, you can step outside, call your folks if you can't, you know, if they're not there, or your brothers, your sisters, do all that, but just don't do it around everybody.
Give it the hour and a half of dinner time where you just don't touch it. Enjoy the people that are around you, and then you're all going to break. You're just going to grab dessert. You're going to go back in the living room. The game's going to be on. Conversation's going to be flowing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then you can text people. It's all good. It can work.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You guys already ate? What time did you eat? Yeah, 2 o'clock. No kidding. Really?
Oh, yeah, we made 2 hours ago.
Anybody here suffered at the hands of the guest list crasher? Your host has thoughtfully prepared the guest list. Do not mess with it. Bringing someone who wasn't invited without checking with the host puts you, the uninvited guest, and the host in an uncomfortable spot.
Yeah, not on Thanksgiving, man. Yeah. Come on.
I have seen it, and it is awkward.
It doesn't go over. Oh, they'll get over it. No, they won't.
Also, Thanksgiving, oftentimes, there will be parents, or maybe even, like, you got to curtail some of the conversations.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Some of the conversations the four of us have, like, we can't have it on Thanksgiving Day in front of these people.
No, correct. Absolutely not.
And it's oddly on
not
us.
Not a damn thing. I'm just thinking about our time in the office this morning. You know, we saw that car up front.
That's right.
None of it.
Can't say that.
None of it.
That's right.
Funny as it might be.
I'll tell you off air, Ted. But that's, and the thing is, I kind of put it on myself because, you know, of what I do, I can kind of steer conversations a little bit. So if I hear it going the wrong direction, I almost take it upon myself, like, so how about them Seahawks?
Yeah, just change it.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes I find myself, too, agreeing with stuff I do not agree with. I'm just like, you're right. That is the problem with this country.
Right, just to shut it down. Right. Here's the problem is that when you agree with it, then they have to add on top of it. Oh, thank God you're listening to me tonight. Let me tell you more. Like, no, let's just move on. Doggone it. The latecomer. Time is a gift, so arriving on time or within a reasonable window, up to 15 minutes after the appointed start time, is respectful. If you're bringing the appetizers, you should be on time. Arriving early is also a no-no.
Sorry I'm late.
It's Friday.
Right. Why are you here now?
Friday. Dude, it's...
I brought my stuffing.
It's Friday.
Thanks.
Right, just arrive on time. I always like to arrive fashionably late because I hate the awkwardness of being first. Like,
really?
I'm usually about 15 minutes late.
It depends. I mean, Thanksgiving, man, it's either friends or family, so I'm comfortable with everyone.
Right.
I don't care.
Just give me a beer.
My only problem was, you know, when I still lived around my parents, if I went to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, I was immediately put to work. So I'd be fashionably late for that. As soon as I got there, Stephen, I need you to do this, and this. And it's not that I don't want to help. It's just that I really don't want to help.
Right. I'm a guest.
At all.
I haven't lived here in years.
I tried that, and she's like, you're still my son. Grab the goddamn dishes. Set the table.
Yeah, I definitely one year bit off more than I could chew with promises of food I'd bring.
Uh-oh.
And I was like 90 minutes late. It was bad.
10 things polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Number 3, the Inquisitor. It says it is rude to point at food and ask, what is that? If you're curious,
it's a turkey, dumbass.
Seriously, what is that?
Right, ask more politely, what smells so delicious? Or what are we having for dinner? If you have any food allergies, be sure to let the host know ahead of time.
Never seen that before.
Don't ever sit down at
the
table.
Is that going to make me poop the way it looks like it is?
I can't have cheese. Like, okay.
Have you ever been to a Thanksgiving where you did not recognize the food on
the
table?
I know! This is like going to
Dick's.
You're
talking about the gravy, you're talking about the turkey, you're talking about the ham, you're talking about the mashed potatoes, you're talking about the sweet potatoes,
right.
You're talking about the green bean casserole, you're talking about the cranberry sauce, you're talking about my butter sculpture. I mean, like,
going to
Thanksgiving.
Going to Thanksgiving dinner is like going to Dick's. The menu's been the same every single doggone year.
Right. Yeah, you shouldn't be shocked.
Right. Anything that's new in there is this weird limited time only available item. Like, Grandma,
is that a McRib? Hey, you know what you can show up with? A bag of dicks.
Dude, we have plenty of food.
I know, but so what, man? Later on.
I got deluxes.
Toss the bag of dicks to the kids' table.
Yeah, no
they
kidding.
Will thank you.
Devoured.
I did it on New Year's Day last year. Somebody had a very nice spread for the sugar bowl, but I was like, I still brought a bag of dicks.
There you go. The carcass dragger, they call him. So do your best to bring your best self to the event. Arrive with a smile and a kind word instead of an immediate list of complaints. Basically, that wolf on the couch that does nothing. You know who does that. You know exactly who does that. That jackass that they didn't want to invite in the first place, but he's family, so we have to bring him in.
Why is there always that person?
I know.
I don't want to say who it is, but among my more extended family, any of the major holidays, right? Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name it. We all know this person's going to show up, and it's always the same thing.
He's family. And you can't hate the guy, but he's super annoying.
Right.
Super.
And he hangs on the fact that you're always going to invite him because he's family.
Yes.
You got to get him stoned and knock him out. Yeah, right. I mean, you got to just get him to the point where he can't talk.
And then this is the number one thing that polite people don't do at Thanksgiving. Do not be this person, the person that shows up empty-handed. Whether you contribute to the meal, bring a host a gift, or both, it's always polite to come with something. Bring a bottle, bring flowers, bring rolls. I don't give a damn. Bring something.
I was bringing a six-pack.
Exactly. And then you drink said six-pack.
Yeah, but that way I'm not drinking their stuff.